Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, let's tackle this big concept of choices. Now, we make choices all day, every day. We make big choices. We make little choices. We make choices that we think are tiny, but they build up to be big. All day long, we have choices. We have choices of how we're going to approach the day. And there are several things that happen all day, every day, which sound like this. We make a choice based on our circumstances. Maybe it's what somebody said to you. Maybe it's how somebody reacted to you. But I want to make sure that you can look back and grasp a couple of big ideas when it comes to the scripture that the divine gives us. You see, in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, we're told that you are chosen by God. In Galatians 3:26, you are a child of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new creation in Jesus. In Ephesians 2:10, you are God's masterpiece. In Romans 5:8, you are deeply loved. You are blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Today, I want to encourage you to let your prayer sound like this. Jesus, thank you for how deep your love is for me. Your love will never fail. I pray the one who is struggling with fear, as your word says in Psalm 56:3, may put their trust in you and you alone. You are faithful and you will come through for them. I pray they won't allow the negative voices of others or even themselves to rule their minds, speak into their hearts. May they live in a way that reflects what you say about them more than the evil one, more than the naysayers, and more than the inner critic. In your name, amen. Listen, friend, the more you make the choice to live above your feelings, to trust God instead of what you may feel like doing, the stronger your faith becomes. It's not about being perfect. Many of us have this thought that we are to live to a standard of perfection. The problem is when we try to, we're going to constantly live in a state of disillusionment and in a state of fear because none of us like to fail. We will always be on a journey of growing closer to the divine. I can tell you, folks, I have messed up before and I will mess up again. Chances are you will as well. Choose faith today. Choose to trust God more than what you feel. Beyond your feelings, let your soul be welled up to ensure your choice is based on a biblical worldview. The ability to choose the divine, to choose God, and make sure that we're trusting God more than what we feel. Choose to believe in Him whether or not you feel like it or not, because other people matter and our choices affect so many people. Having people speak truth into our life helps us live at the very best and strive to be more than average, more than ordinary, far above normal. My friend, choose well. Listen to what the scripture says in Proverbs 3:1. If you will live my life and my teaching and trust in God, you will have long, long lives and you will live in victory. My friend, when you claim that promise, you're going to make choices that honor the Lord God. And when we take those choices, but we eliminate Him from the process, then we're going to have lives that are confusing, we're going to have lives that are challenging, and we're never going to attain the peace that passes all understanding that the Lord God has designed for our life. So my friend, whatever you do today, choose to make choices that are based on trusting God more than what our feelings drive us to. When we are highly emotional people, does God get in the middle of that and calm our storm, or do we simply let the storm rage? I want to encourage you, choose to believe in Him whether or not you feel like it or not, because when you do, good things are around the corner. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you real soon at Sugar Hill Church. We have services on Sunday at 9:30 and 11 a.m., and I want to invite you. If you're not around town, watch us online at live.sugarhill.church. And hey guys, whatever you do, don't miss our weekday podcast. 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you can find that at weekdaypodcast.com. Bye now.